this is the year that we're planning to recover all.
Amen.
Plan to recover all. Anybody have that plan?
Yes.
Recover all. Get set free from all. Overcome all.
Yes.
Do those things in your heart. Go one step further that you've had a hard time taking. Let's do it. You with me?
Yes.
You with us?
Yes.
Look over at your neighbor. Nudge your neighbor. Say, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
We're going for it. I want to say that first of all, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it all starts in your mind, okay? So getting delivered, getting set free, overcoming, going further, fulfilling the dream, it starts in the mind. Verse 7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The spirit of fear is the opposite. The spirit of fear will paralyze people. It'll paralyze them from walking over a bridge. It'll paralyze them from maybe getting married, maybe starting a business, paralyze people from even eating peanut butter. Some people have a fear of peanut butter. Can you believe that? Fear paralyzes and it doesn't let you get to your place. The opposite is to have power and love and a sound mind. You're going to have to take back control of your mind.
Amen.
The devil plays in the mind. He shoots the fiery darts at your mind. The devil is a deceiver. How does he deceive? He sits on your shoulder and whispers deception. He whispers lies. He whispers things to get you off. He gets you in your quiet times. He gets you in your idle times. And he whispers things to get you off track. He tries to obsess us. This is how he destroys marriages. He just sits on shoulders if you let him. Now you have the power to knock him off your shoulder. But you got to know it's him. So often people have these thoughts and think, well, I guess I'm just so smart. I'm figuring all this stuff out. And it can destroy marriages as well. It can destroy families, can destroy dreams. It puts people on the couch. It depresses people. All of your depression is because of that little devil that sits on the shoulder. Sure, there's things that don't make us happy, but there's no problem unless you think on it. If you sit thinking on all the things that don't make you happy, you'll get deceived. You'll get disappointed. You'll dig a pit for yourself. So you got to take back control of your brain. All right? Everybody needs to rule their mind, own their brain. God gave you power.
Amen.
And a sound mind and love.
Yes.
He didn't give us fear. He didn't give us doubt. He didn't give us paralyzed thinking. He gave us freedom and power. That word power is dunamis, dynamis. It's where we get the word dynamite from. It's power to overcome, power to take control of things in your life. The word means power for miracles. It means power for moral power and excellence of soul. It means the power and influence which belong to riches and wealth. Power consisting in or resting on armies or forces. Think of us as a force. You're a force. To what? To dominate, to do good things, to do it right, to stand tall, to overcome, to win, to be a victor.
Amen.
And that's over all the things.
Amen.
All the things the devil could throw at you. All the deception, all the obsessions.
Mm-hmm.
We have power over it. I might not get to love here, but love is the catalyst for it all. Love, if you have the motive of love and the purpose of love and the atmosphere of love in your heart, you will be a successful Christian. But let me mention where destruction comes from. It begins with this deception. Destruction begins with deception. To what? To say things, to get you thinking something that's false. That's what deception is. To get you thinking something that's false. Just let me run through these real fast. Number one, to get down on yourself. To think lower of yourself than you should. Okay? Now, we don't want to be inflated with pride, but you don't want to be thinking low of yourself either. You can do all things through. Once you get access to the Word of God, you begin to think differently about yourself. The devil will combat that. that you're not that great. Look at you, you've not done much. Wow, you're so far behind. Just down on self. You're going to have to not think those words.
Amen.
People get obsessed with it and get paralyzed, don't do anything. Temptation to sin is because the devil sits on the shoulder and deceives. Gets people obsessed over, I have to do it. That's obsession. Obsession is a dangerous thing. Teenagers, you're not allowed. Listen, teenagers, how old do you have to be a teenager? In your teens. Don't sit around letting yourself get obsessed about things that aren't right. You'll create ruts in your soul forever and ever. Even adults do it. We create ruts in our soul. And then we have a hard time getting out of it because we've let demonic deception get on us. Tempted to be, how about the temptation in our minds to be upset with God and suddenly pull away from Him. You know, one prayer request didn't go as we expected. Something didn't go our way. And we kind of think, God, if He loved me, He wouldn't have let that happen to me. And it caused you to suddenly pull away. How does that happen? It's the devil helps you get there. You know better. Our spirits know better. It's the devil that gets us trying to justify our decisions and events or actions that others had against us. You know, God's neglecting me or something like that. Tempted to have a hopeless future, emotional distress, pressure, all those things. I believe a lot of it's just deception. You're going to have to get your brain back. Amen. Being offended. How does offense turn to bitterness? By just thinking on a little bit too long. Yeah. Hey, look, there's you have ample opportunity to get offended at least every week or two. But you're not supposed to let yourself get offended. And you're certainly not supposed to get bitter. But it happens every time if you dwell on it. So we got to take back our brain here. You know, false dreams. People obsess over false dreams. Obsess over false dreams. Have dreams from a kid. Dreams from the past. Dreams that they've always wanted to what? And if it's not in the will of God, they'll do it anyway. Because they're obsessed. They're hooked. They're in a rut about it. It's always nice to see somebody lay down their flesh dreams.
Amen.
Some people are obsessed over what type of spouse they're attracted to. They got their list and criteria of who they're going to marry. You got to throw that out at some point. Okay, that's not going over too big. Okay. Valentine's Day. Trust God and He'll give you a heart for any. For doesn't have to be that perfect, you know.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So, He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind.
That's right.
So just think about how about getting obsessed over the kingdom?
Amen.
How about, if anything, why don't you get obsessed over what's true and right? What's holy and good? What's loving and kind? Why don't we get obsessed with being this sparkling Christian that just, is just the blesser of everybody around them? How about that?
Yes.
We got to find some new obsession, right? If you're going to get addicted to anything, why don't you get addicted to the Lord? Get addicted to winning souls. Get addicted to reading your Bible. Get addicted to prayer.
Amen.
Get addicted to praying in tongues.
Yes. Amen.
All you got to do is try it a couple times.
Amen.
That's how people get addicted to sin. They try it a few times. Go hide behind in the closet and try it a few times. Well, do that with, why don't you go hide and get addicted to God?
Yes.
It'll help our brain get back on track.
Amen.
If we're going to recover our lives, it's going to start with our minds. Don't sit around and think wrong thoughts. Don't sit around and think wrong thoughts about your spouse. Don't sit around. The only thing you really get to think on is what God said. So why don't you think on the Bible and get going straight. Get going better. Don't think about what people should have done to you and how, you know, they didn't treat you right.
Come on.
Spouses do it all the time. Well, you know, he doesn't love me. She doesn't love me. She not treat me right. He not treat me right. I learned this a long time ago. Not that I've been perfect at it, but I learned this from Kenneth Copeland. He said one time, I mean, you think some of the preachers, like they're perfect. They have these perfect lives that we're all trying to emulate. It's like, oh, wow, y'all are just the perfect couple. Yeah. Yeah, we sidestepped trouble in the flesh. Yeah, no. Brother Copeland said he was, He was, something had happened between him and Gloria, and he was over in the kitchen, and he was washing dishes, and he was fussing. And he was fussing at God. And he was upset. He said, God, she doesn't even love me. She doesn't love me. And God spoke to him and stopped him from that garbage. And he said, it's not your business what she thinks of you or how she treats you. It's only your business how you treat her and how you think of her. So you got to let God stop you from that garbage. And now you're in church and you get to hear this and be reminded to stop that garbage. I always feel so sorry for people that don't have anybody to speak into their lives. People that are trying to live life on their own, they don't have a church, don't have a pastor, don't listen to preachers. They have no one to speak into their life. You know, they just think they can do it all on their own. But you know how important it is that in any moment, even in a 10-minute message, you might hear something that just gives you a new perspective. Just gets that devil off your shoulder. Just refreshes you and stops the sentence in its track so that you can get free and live a clean life again. That stuff starts in your mind. Okay? A lot of times we're just stuck in life because we're stuck in our brains. Mm-hmm. So you have to catch it. I can't catch your thoughts. You got to catch your thoughts.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. You got to catch your thoughts. You know what you've been thinking on that you shouldn't have.
Amen.
If you have some temptation or something, then you know where that starts. It starts with your seed thoughts. Mm-hmm. You think it once, and then it's easier to think it the next time. Is everybody ready to take control?
Yes.
Come on, this is the year you're going to take control of this thing.
Amen.
See, if you can't get hold of your brain, then God has a hard time getting to you. Because what happens is if our conscience gets tainted, then our connection gets weakened.
Nope.
And our heart's not strong enough to hear from God, fellowship with God. Our joy is gone. Our delight in the Lord is gone. Something's disrupted if you can't take control of your brain, because whatever you're thinking on will eventually seep into here.
Amen.
Start tainting your conscience.
That's good.
So it does. I believe it's going to start with your mind.
Amen.
So everybody has a clean mind this year.
Amen.
Why don't you go home and say that about 10,000 times. Clean mind. I'm going to think good thoughts, pure thoughts, perfect thoughts. No more garbage in the brain.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody stand to your feet. We'll practice for just 15 seconds and then we'll be ready. Praise the Lord. All right. Thank you, Father. We're going to have a clean brain. We have love and power and a sound mind. We're not depressed, Father. We're not disturbed. We're not distressed. We're not anxious. In Jesus' name, we're not distraught. We're not offended. We're not bitter. We're not mad at anybody. Matter of fact, let's practice that one. Say this out loud. Say, I'm not mad at anybody.
I'm not mad at anybody.
Oh, I just love them.
Love everybody.
Praise God.
I'm
not bitter at anybody.
I'm
never offended at anybody. Oh, no, I'm just so happy all the time. I'm just so free and happy all the time.
I have hope for my future.
Because God is my King.
Jesus is my leader.
The Holy Spirit is my helper. And I am
not afraid of anything.
I have a hopeful future.
I'm not worried or anxious.
And I'm not going to think dumb thoughts.
So dumb thoughts,
you shut up.
Get out.
Get off my shoulder.
I'm a righteous Christian.
I'm cleaned by the blood of Jesus.
I'm empowered by the Spirit.
And I'm serving God with all my heart.
Nothing's
going to
stop me.
I will succeed
in all the things I do.
Because Christ is in me.
I'm a child of God.
Hallelujah. I bet somebody got free. Raise your hand if you feel like you're a little freer than you were when you started. That's how you do it. It's easy to get free from that garbage that sits on you. You just got to stand up in truth and say a few things and mean it. You got to catch the devil when he's lying on your shoulder.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at houstonfaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.